Night shadows, the day is far spent. The shadows of the night are here. Dusk, the twilight zones of the physical, the ethereal, the paranormal, and the metaphysical. Beyond sight, beyond sound, beyond the sense of mind, the carnal mind, going where most fear to tread. Into the realms of the imagination turned real, of fears made manifest, of the impossible manifesting itself into reality, of opening up the enigmas, the mysteries, of high strangeness, and exploring above top secret operations and official denial. Of the UFO, the alien question, ghosts, werewolves, Bigfoot, strange creatures, shapeshifters, earth whispers, ancient tales, and things that go bump in the night. The movement you see out of the corner of your eye, but nothing is there. Or is there? I'm Stuart Best, and welcome to Night Shadows, where the truth is paramount, where we explore the oddities and the anomalies of this universe, Earth changes, solar cycles, Planet X, the arrival, the true hunt for the ancient stargates, CERN, opening portals to the unknown. Not long ago, as captain flying late one night, at 39,000 feet, I want to tell you a story. Sounds bizarre. You might think it is all made up, that it could not possibly be true. And yet it is very true, and a reality we will all face soon enough, for it will be brought out into the open by strange entities, often called extraterrestrials. Anyhow, I'm at 39,000 feet, flying in the latest of jet aircraft. I am the captain, sitting in the left seat. The cockpit lights are dim. The only sound is the slight hiss of the atmosphere hitting the windshield, and the dull hum of the jet engines. It is a clear night. The stars are bright and shining above. The lights of farms, small towns, and cities are stretched out far below. And it is like we are in outer space, floating in a dark void, punctuated only by the starlights above and below. It is mesmerizing up there. You scan the instrument panel for anomalies, but everything is normal. Everything is right. The first officer is a fellow named Ed Haynes. He was in the Navy for many, many years, a retired commander, an excellent pilot and captain in his own right. He's also a survivor who walked away with his crew from a crash of a four-engine Constellation. He has seen it all. Right now, he's silent, deep within himself, but evidently looking for a way to tell me something. Suddenly, air traffic control interrupts the silence. Northwest Heavy 243. Traffic at 12 o'clock below you. Silence, and then the answer. Roger, 243 Heavy. Silence, once again. Ed turns to me and says, I need to tell you something. It's true. All true. Now, Ed is not a person who ever lies or exaggerates anything. Doesn't know how. There are people like that out there, you know. Sure, Ed, I replied. What's on your mind? Silence as he looks for words. He begins to tell me a story. That sounds totally bizarre, off the wall, made up. It could not be true. but he insists that it is. The story he weaved that night was one I will never forget. Here is a naval commander, a man with integrity and honesty, with nothing to gain and much more to lose, by revealing secrets not to be shared. He evidently had to get it off his chest. He had to tell someone that he could trust. Ed passed away some time ago and took his story and his wisdom with him. I really miss him. We were good friends. So the story began. The scene is an abandoned military base in the southwest somewhere. Location not named. You may remember the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where a prearranged meeting with extraterrestrials was set up by the Devil's Tower. There was a lot of activity and preparations being made to greet the Star Nation people, as the Native Americans refer to them. The abandoned base was now alive with military personnel. Armed guards were everywhere. The tower was reactivated for communications. From the heavens, that clear night, he said, was an approaching starship. It was, according to the description of the size, known as a mother ship. Came over the base, stopped, and settled to the ground. Nothing happened, he said. It was just sitting there. MPs at the gate let in a group of large black limousines and SUV types. Elite governmental and high-ranking military types got out of these vehicles and were escorted to the ship, whose doorway had opened up, and that party of elites went on board. 4 to 5 hours later, the human party gets off the craft and are escorted back to their vehicles. The door of the mothership closes and the ship lifts silently off the ground and vanishes into the heavens. The base is then deactivated and closed down. Bizarre. Off the wall. Totally unbelievable. Unless you know what's really going on. Having been very interested in the UFO questions for many years, and having heard that government officials were negotiating with alien creatures in top secret meetings, hammering out some treaties of some type. Well, the rumors were all over the place, but there was never any proof. There never is any proof. Just eyewitnesses. Third-party tales. I knew someone who knew someone. Who knew someone. But at the end of it all, he said that the UFO alien thing is very real. It was all true. He evidently had to get it off his chest. Something about it. But then again, we have people like Carol Rosen, who you may remember was a spokesperson for Wannah von Braun, who constantly told Carol that the extraterrestrial alien question was a hoax, was not real, but a way for the military-industrial complex to stay in business, as it were, by developing enemies from outer space, so weapons could be put in orbit to defend the planet against the intruders. It sounds an awful lot like the Shades of Iron Mountain. Apparently, there was another agenda possibly in mind. The building of weapons to control the human race. But then again, that's a whole another story. And then again, moon bases and Mars bases. No such thing, you say? Better not be so sure of yourself. Maybe you better grab a glass of denial tea. It'll make you feel better. Prophecies that have warned us of a lot of things are going on a long time ago now, are now in our face. Few seem to want to see it, listen to it, or believe it. People have no idea that the United States is anti-gravity craft of huge size. They actually all are called TR-3Bs of different classifications, depending on their mission. They have been used in military operations. They have even been videotaped, destroying the Taliban enclaves. They have this weapon, blows the Taliban base totally apart. If you watch the video that was filmed by a Marine, you can see the flashes of light coming from the underside of this craft as it hovers silently, shoots at the base, blows it away, and then vanishes into the sky. What type of weapon was it? Well, no one knows. Top secret. Classified. Above top secret. Umbra classification, most likely. Umbra, the darkest part of a shadow. Kind of like night shadows. The dark things. The black projects, the unknown things, the real dangerous things. When I was young, my dad told me a story he declared totally true. He and his bride were out playing cards one night at a friend's house. There was no drinking. They knew the area very well. In that part of Vermont where I grew up. In some manner, they got lost going home that night. They came to a crossroads. There was a sign pointing to different towns that they now recognized. As they turn towards a place where they did recognize, they see a town on the other side of the road, a town that they did not recognize. Just down a slight hill, snuggled on a flat plain, a small town with the old lanterns all lit up, used back in those early days. So my dad decided, he said, to drive down there, which he did. He became very uneasy. Something was not right. The town should not even be there. But it was. And something was very, very wrong. He said he got really spooked and left, made their way home. The next morning, as the family gathered for breakfast, they discussed the incident, decided to find out what town that was. So they went out and they searched and they searched and they searched, but they could not find it. The only place they found was an abandoned small village left long ago, if one wants to call it that, a ghost town, but it did seem to match the location. So did they cross some type of a time dimension? Did they travel back years to find a town that was there, but is not now? Is that what spooked my dad? It is sort of like the woman who flew over an airport. The control tower people could see her airplane. They even had radio contact with her. She said she could not find the airport. She said it was nothing but forest. And there was no airport below her or around her. The tower personnel told her she was right over it. Just look down. And there it was. She circled, but she claimed there was no airport there at all, just forest. She left the area. The tower tried to bring her back, but she was never seen again. So do we know what type of universe or multiverse we actually live in? Do we actually understand at all? What appears to us as normal and everyday existence is contained by electromagnetic forces that sometimes have glitches anomalies, allowing one to see the past, the future, or into another dimension? Is it endless time or no time at all? A place of non-counting, no hours, no days, no weeks, and no years. A place that our minds cannot comprehend. Crossing dimensions, vanishings. 900,000 people vanish every year. Many of them recovered, but many never seen again. So do not be so sure you know what is going on around you. For when you think you have it all figured out, I can assure you, you don't. This is Stuart Best, and this is Night Shadows, signing off. Thank you.